Anti-corruption proposals are proliferating in Albany following two high-profile bribery scandals. Some of them focus on the long-neglected State Board of Elections, which hasn't had an investigator on staff in over a year. WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
The State Board of Elections is supposed to make sure that elections run smoothly and that all the rules, including the campaign financing laws, are followed by candidates and their donors. But most believe the board, as it's structured, is badly flawed. Two Democratic and two Republican commissioners are empowered to make all major decisions, but that has led in recent years to near constant gridlock. The chief investigator's position has gone vacant for over a year, leaving the board powerless to act on any complaints about possible campaign finance violations.
The Board of Elections has been a toothless tiger for a long time,
says Governor Andrew Cuomo, who's one of several elected officials who's proposing reform, spurred on partly by recent bribery charges against a state senator and assemblyman. Cuomo wants to create an independent investigator at the board with authority to pursue civil and criminal cases. The governor would choose the investigator, subject to confirmation by the Senate. Some newspaper editorials have questioned, though, if a prosecutor chosen by the governor could really be independent. Cuomo believes they could.
I believe I can find an independent person. I can achieve that. If they don't think they're independent, they don't confirm them.
When Cuomo was the attorney general, he had proposed that the AG be given new powers to probe campaign finance fraud. Now that he's governor, Cuomo says giving the current attorney general, Eric Schneiderman, additional powers would not be his first choice to solve the problem.
One of the fallbacks could be using the attorney general's office to do the enforcement.
Barbara Bartoletti with the League of Women Voters says her group has long been concerned that the Board of Elections has been just one more manifestation of the state's well-known government dysfunction. She says she's glad it's finally getting some attention.
We need better laws concerning campaign finance reform, but for years we have had absolutely no oversight or investigation or prosecution of any of the ongoing problems within the campaign finance system.
Bartoletti says the League has in the past supported giving the state's attorney general the authority to probe potential campaign violations, but she says Governor Cuomo's latest idea is a positive step forward and would like to see the details. The governor has not yet released a bill.
We have been saying it should be a separate entity outside of the gridlocked Board of Elections, and it would appear that the governor is moving in that direction as well as hopefully the legislature.
Assembly Democrats have also proposed a restructuring of the State Board of Elections. Their plan would create five new commissioners, an uneven number to break gridlock. The governor and the Senate and Assembly's majority and minority party leaders would each get to appoint one commissioner, says Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver.
Would give you an odd number. It would prevent stalemate in most instances, since there's an odd number to begin with. And they make recommendations for enforcement to the appropriate law enforcement agency.
Silver says the board would retain its powers to probe any possible transgressions. The state attorney general would prosecute any criminal violations that they found. The leader of the Independent Democratic Conference in the Senate, Senator Jeff Klein, has also proposed changes to the Board of Elections. He'd like to create a new campaign finance board within the Board of Elections. He says it would be fully staffed and would police the entire campaign system. Senate Republicans, who control the Senate along with the IDC and whose support will likely be needed to pass any of the proposals, have yet to weigh in. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.